We just appreciate all of you. Yeah. Me and yourself coming to the house. At this time, my speaker is coming.
Praise God.
Minister Jeff Cole.
Amen.
Amen. Working on getting his elder license.
All right.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody, please stand for a word of prayer. Oh, gracious eternal God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for brand new mercy, man. Yes. Thank you for waking us up in the morning, clothed in our right mind. Thank you for putting us to sleep at night. Thank you for your angels that's dispatched around us each and every day as we come in and go on. Father God, thank you for bringing us back in the house of the Lord. One more time. Father God, the way this world is going, we know where we're going and we know where we're headed to. But we don't know where to head the world going. It seems like it's going to hell in the handbasket. But Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that's ahead of our life, Father God. You are the Father God of heaven and earth. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You are the Father God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the Father God of everything. You are in control, Father God. Now touch this word today, saturated in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Touch your minister, Father God. It's your will, not my will. Take Jeffrey Coleman Jr. out of the way. Father God, you get in the way. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
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 And my title today, if all this has led up to this right now, the love of this world has waxed cold. And well, I'll be coming from Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 13. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. Yes. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that should not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and should kill you. And ye should be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another like what they're doing now. You know, it's a lot of haters out here. They don't want to see you with nothing. They watching too. That's the thing. When I go to work, I was in a 93 Volvo. They talk real ass. They think I didn't know. They would talk, oh, look at this old man in the 93 Volvo. Hey, it was getting me to where I was going.
That's right.
You can say what you want to say about me.
Yeah.
But guess what? You ain't in my shoes. So, hey, my 93 Volvo, I'm keeping my 93 Volvo.
Okay.
You can talk about it all you want to. You think I don't know, you think I don't hear. I started off with a group of people. They still a group. I ain't in that group. I don't do groups and cliques. Now with Christ, you build your own relationship with Christ. But we're not doing cliques. So they mad because I'm not in their clique. I ain't in their group. So they talk about me, they think I don't hear. But I hear. I watch as well. But you say what you want to say about me. But you ain't going to say it in my face. So this is what we going on. This is what's going on in the world, y'all. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive men. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Jesus' disciples were amazed by the greatness of the temple buildings. Jesus replied with a prophecy that shocked them. The temple would be destroyed. This was the start of Jesus' fifth long message. He spoke it while he and disciples were on the Mount of Olives. Jesus answered the disciples' questions using words from Isaiah 19:2. He said that the beginning of these events would be like birth pains. The troubles Jesus described had to do with God's plan to make the world new again. Before a new baby arrives, there is pain and suffering for the mother. It would be like that before God's kingdom comes. Much of the suffering Jesus described happened right after he was raised from the dead. It happened to his followers in the year AD 30 to 70. They were treated badly as they preached the good news of Jesus' kingdom. The book of Acts talks about this. Saints, I need for you to pray. I need for you to watch. Times we in now, it's perilous times.
Yes, it is.
I need for y'all to pray. I need for y'all to watch. And listen, get out of self. It's not all about self. Get out yourself. Love other people around you. I got neighbors that play loud music day and night. I knocked on their door one time. They had the speaker by the door. I said, I work. When I come in, I want to rest. I need some peace. I deal with young men, with Trump. So that's not fair to me. The neighbors, not respectful anymore. They don't care about what you do. Even when you peaceful to them. Even when you speak to them. People don't care no more. You can knock on a person's door and get killed. That's what's going on nowadays. You got a president that don't care about nothing. The man say, when mother died, oh, he glad he did. What type of president says that? The man has a horrible mouth. He don't care about nothing and nobody. Let me show you something.
Are you in need of home and yard care for your home or business? If so, contact Lemez & Associates, LLC. With over 18 plus years of experience serving the local community, the team at Lemez & Associates can handle all your home and business needs, such as roofing, decking, concrete work, painting, flooring, carpeting, landscaping, and more. For more information, call 414-234-7682 and ask to speak with Mr. Jose Lemez.
The love of many will grow cold is a prophecy from Matthew 24:12, where Jesus warns that increased lawlessness and wickedness in the end times will cause compassion and love for God others to diminish. It signifies a societal deadline into selfishness, betrayal, and apathy, often linked to perilous times. The source is Matthew 24:12. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. The cause, the primary drive, is an abounding or increase in lawlessness and iniquity, representing a disregard for God's laws and a rise in selfishness. The context, part of the Olivet Discourse describing signs before the end of the age, including wars, persecution, and false teachers. A result, a decline in fervor for God and compassion for people, as well as an arise in betrayal as noted. Saints, this is what's going on nowadays. And it's sad. It's real sad. But we can't follow the word of God. We can't follow Christ trying to teach us to walk right. We can't follow Christ trying to teach us how to love right. We can't follow how Christ trying to teach us to act right. We can't follow, saints. We got to keep on going. This is a marathon to go home and be with the Lord. And nowadays, the way this world is, they selfish. They care about cars and houses. They go to a baseball game, season tickets. To the basketball game, season tickets. To the football game, season tickets. To the hockey game. But ain't nobody coming to see what the Lord doing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. The love of the world has waxed cold. A person to look in your face and stab you in the back. I don't care who it is. They can be found. Them the ones that's the real closest. They're going to stab you in the back and talk about you. Folks watching you. Now they're talking about, oh, he got a new truck. He think he, I ain't never spoke to you like that at first. I respected you. I say hi, but I keep moving. Because I ain't like that. Based on Matthew 24 and 12, the sermon theme, the love of many shall wax cold, addresses the end time prophecy. That rising iniquity, lawlessness causes genuine love for God and others to diminish. As evil abounds, people become indifferent, distrustful, focused on self, leading to spiritual apathy and strained relationships. Wickedness, deception, and the increase of lawlessness in culture directly cause hearts to grow cold. When people love the world's entertainment and sinful pursuits, their love for God decreases. This refers to a loss of fervor and faith and decline in brotherly love, often leading to indifference and selfishness, similar to the church in Ephesus losing its first love. This is a warning of the end times, characterizing the spiritual environment preceding Jesus' return. Believers are urged to remain steadfast, endure to the end, and not let their hearts become callous, keeping their love fervent through devotion to God. We got to keep following Christ, y'all, because this world is headed to hell, but we're not going to hell with it. Listen, we got to constantly be faithful. Hey. People turn their backs in church on people that care about them. You talking behind my back. You think I ain't hearing things. You running your mouth. You think I don't hear. But listen, I'm going to tell you like this, saints. The devil is a lie. We're going to keep on moving. In the name of Jesus. In the blood of Jesus. We're going to keep on standing. No matter what this president they keep doing, we're going to keep on rolling. We're going to keep on rolling to the cross. We're going to keep on rolling and following our cross. We're going to keep on going in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm following Christ. And it's the love of Christ in me that makes you love you. Because I have been born again. I don't know about you, but we all shall be born again. And every tongue that rises up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, will be condemned. You shall get on your knees and bow before Christ in his end times. The love of the world has waxed cold, but the love of Jesus hasn't. He keep on loving us with perfect kindness. He keep loving us with perfect happiness. He keep loving us. He will put my daughter back in my life. He loved me. Christ loves you. I don't know about you, but I'm keep following Christ. And my daughter has been my helper all this time. I thank him for putting her back in my life. If it wasn't for Christ, I don't know where I'd be. I'll be gone right now. But the love of Christ keep holding me. The love of Christ keep caressing me. The love of Christ keep loving me. The love of Christ keep showing me kindness. The love of Christ is everything that we need. Let the love of the world wax cold. We We're not going to wax cold with it. We're going to keep following Christ, y'all. We all forever need him, Father God. We all forever love him, Father God. It's his mercy and grace while we still living. And you better come on with it and stop praying. We got to walk through these doors. We got to learn how to be faithful to your pastor. That's the watchman over our life. Learn how to be faithful to your pastor. That's the watchman. When you go against the watchman, you're going against. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. If your pastor tells you to do something, be faithful. And do it. Don't question him. Do it. He's not trying to control you. He's trying to tell you what's right for you. And our future is bright. I don't know about y'all, but my future is starting to look bright. I'm starting to look up the hill where my help comes from through Jesus Christ. We're working toward the spirit of excellence. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, don't help us today, Father God, with this message. Father God, we need your help every which way, Father God. In the name of Jesus. We are God's people. We are his disciples. I don't know about you, but we his disciples. We're going to keep on moving. We're going to keep moving in love. It's brother and sister going against each other. It's father and son going against each other. It's daughter and mother's going against each other. It's cousins going against each other. All these people, what's going on now, is turning against each other. Because the love of the world has waxed cold. Let's stay focused on Christ, y'all. Let's stay moving on Christ, y'all. Because we all we got. Like back when we was in the streets, we all we had. We ain't in the streets no more. We all we got. When I was out there running with my uncle, hey, we was all we had. But guess what? We all we got now. We with Christ. And we rolling with Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.